Thank you very much, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. I would like to exercise the right of reply in response to the statement by the representative of the DPRK. First, DPRK's nuclear and missile development is clear violation of a series of UN Security Council resolutions that urge DPRK to abandon all nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. It is our greatest hope that ongoing diplomatic efforts will lead to the complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantlement of all weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles of all ranges by DPRK, which is a common goal that we all share under the relevant Security Council resolutions. The claims concerning Japan made by the representative of the DPRK are groundless. I would like to emphasize that for over 70 years, Japan has regarded its history in a spirit of humility. It has consistently respected democracy and human rights and contributed to the peace and prosperity of the Asia-Pacific region and the international community. On the issue of Japan's defense capability, Japan has adhered the basic precept of maintaining an exclusively defense-oriented policy under its constitution. Japan will never change the course it has taken as a peace-loving nation. Japan and the DPRK should work to bring true peace to the Northeast Asia by overcoming mutual mistrust and deepening cooperation with each other. Japan would like to call upon the DPRK to share this approach and to work together to seek a bright future. Thank you, Mr. President.